Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Texans with a passion for the outdoors may put themselves at risk for heat-related illnesses this summer when the sun's heat is at its most relentless. But it's not just the heat that puts Texans at risk. Brian Farr, the Director for Athletic Training Education at the University of Texas, explains.
It's actually the temperature and the humidity combination. One of the few ways we dissipate heat is by sweating. If the humidity is very high, you sweat, but it won't cool off and evaporate. And available on the internet are temperature guidelines. It's actually puts you usually into different zones. There's a white zone, is it safe? A yellow zone, be cautious. And a red zone, you shouldn't have activity at all.
Other factors increase the risk.
People who aren't used to, say, the heat in Texas, aren't used to exercising in that heat. So one of the easiest things to do is just get acclimated. Light exercise, gradually increasing so that you know you're ready for it. And in doing so in the heat, a lot of people, they'll ride the bike or run inside of a gym where it's nice and cool and then think that's good enough, I'm training for the outside. So being acclimated. People who are overweight with body fat, and even people who are heavily muscled, those are big insulators.
Farr also says that being hydrated, wearing proper clothing, and getting enough sleep can help lower your risk. More information about heat-related illness at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.